Psalm 19. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the sky shows forth his handiwork. Day unto day utter speech, and night unto night shows knowledge. There is no speech or language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. So I think the idea is that although God's word is in the Bible, God is also witnessing to himself through the creation, and that has gone all over the world. As Paul says, God has not left himself without witness, and that he gave harvests and blessings in the natural creation. In them he set a tent for the sun, which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoicing as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there's nothing hid from the heat of it. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The teachings of the Lord are sure, making wise the simple. So then you've got to want to be made wise. You've got to want to be converted. And then God's word will act upon you. So when people say, oh, well, the Bible does nothing for me, well, that's because they're not humble. That's not because that's because they don't actually want to change, and they don't want to be made wise. So if we realize that we are simply people who don't know very much at all, or if anything, we want God to make us wise, well, then sure, it'll work. But if we assume that, ah, yes, I know everything anyway, well, no. God's law makes wise the simple. Doesn't mean you've got to be a simple-minded person. It means that you've got to accept that I simply don't know anything about God's ways, and I want to be taught. The laws of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. So actually, without God's word, you're walking in darkness. All these clever people who think they're so educated and so clever and so wealthy and so rich, they're actually walking in darkness. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and completely righteous. They're more to be desired than gold, yes, more than fine gold. They're sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. And by them is your servant warned. In keeping of them, there is great reward. Who can understand his own errors? Cleanse me from my secret faults. In other words, we don't understand all the sins that we commit. And so David says, please forgive me for the sins I've done that I don't realize. Now, that's what we should ask God to do that to us. And in that case, then, we're asking God to forgive us, even though we haven't repented. In the same way, people who sin against us, they don't realize that they've sinned against us. They don't get it. And we need to forgive them without demanding their repentance. Also keep back your servant from the sins of presumption. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be clear from the great transgression. So he's saying, God, hold me back from sinning. So God can work in your heart through the Holy Spirit to keep you back from sin. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer.